You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bell & Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
By both law and our moral ethics as emergency physicians, we like taking care of everyone whenever they need it. I don't even know what type of insurance people have, but when we're going to see less people on Medicaid and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit, that really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability and so we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear, this measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated. 270,000. That's just about the entire population of Brown County. Just think about that.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts. Wildfire smoke moved into the state again yesterday. It moved in on the backside of a cold front, causing an air quality alert to be listed for the whole state until noon today. That alert may be extended. People who are sensitive to smoke or who are considered at risk should limit their time outdoors today. While we're under an air quality alert due to wildfire smoke, Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has signed on to a letter recently to Kirsten Hillman, the U.S. Ambassador to Canada, requesting that she urge her country to improve its forest management practices. The letter is based on the severe wildfire seasons over the past few years that have been blowing harmful smoke across the northern border. It claims that a lack of active forest management has contributed to the increasingly severe wildfires, limiting the ability of Midwest residents to enjoy the outdoors during the summer due to dangerous air quality conditions. A bill awaiting action in Wisconsin would make it easier for groups to recoup money spent on legal action while attempting to access government records. Civic Media's Adam Hess has more.
A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The need for the bill was proposed in 2017 when a citizens group called Friends of Frame Park sued Waukesha after the city partially denied a request for documents related to plans for a semi-professional baseball team. The city ended up providing a draft agreement that it previously withheld after the lawsuit was filed, but before a judge ruled on the release of the records in that case. The bill was approved by the state Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the state assembly in June.
Republican Senator Van Wangard of Racine authored the bill. A black bear attack in Barron County on Saturday left a 69-year-old woman with severe injuries. The attack happened in the town of Comstock. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment while local DNR wardens and staff from the USDA Wildlife Services searched for the bear. They did find a cub in a tree, so they believe the bear is a sow. Officials continue to search for the bear using trained dogs and traps. The ultimate goal is to find the bear, euthanize it, and assess its condition. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding electric vehicle charging station owners across the state to pay their charging tax by the end of this month. The charging tax was implemented on January 1st and requires electric vehicle charging station owners to pay an excise tax of 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Department of Revenue officials are also reminding charging station owners that the tax is due even if the station is not available for public use, and businesses, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations are not exempt from the tax. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is accepting applications for grant funding aimed at improving housing and shelter services in the state. The agency recently opened the grant application process for nonprofits and cooperatives that provide emergency shelter services, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Chosen organizations will receive a share of $2 million in grant funding with a maximum award of $50,000. The application can be found online and must be submitted by July 31st. Another title for former Wisconsin Congressman Savannah Tomeola reports.
Sean Duffy is currently the Federal Secretary of Transportation. Now, President Donald Trump has named him the administrator of NASA. The president had originally nominated billionaire tech exec Jared Isaacson, but changed his mind and withdrew his nomination. This is expected to be temporary. Duffy started his career as a cast member on MTV's The Real World. He was elected to Congress in Wisconsin's 7th District in 2010.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the Crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddie Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break, just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Heard my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's going to be a seamless beat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars, since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Hoult. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be clear with a low dropping to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine. It'll be muggy again tomorrow with a high near 90. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.